Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. We'll play Alex Delton back here in just a second. Promise, I will get you that. Do have this real quick from Mel Kiper Jr. on Jordan Willis and Elijah Lee. It says right now in a conference call, thinks Jordan Willis is a second-round pick and Elijah Lee a fifth-round pick. I don't think either one of those is surprising. Sounded like Lee may have left something to be desired with his pro day. I certainly hope the best for him making that decision to leave, but it seemed like third, fourth round was a little overzealous just based on what we know about his situation at this point in time. Maybe he's still got a chance to play his way up there, but I think he will get drafted, but you're looking at last day. Jordan Willis, second round again, seems to be where the consensus is moving. There were more in terms of outliers on the low end, like more third, fourth round. That seems to be just coming up increasingly with Jordan Willis. So it's about where you'd expect him to land, albeit would be as like the number eight defensive end taken. Didn't you say there were seven defensive ends?
Yeah, I mean,
higher up.
Mel Kiper earlier today put up a new big board of the top 25 players. So this wasn't a mock draft. It's just a list of the top 25 players. And there is a difference there because teams have certain needs and things like that. But in that top 25, Mel Kiper did have seven defensive ends listed, but none of them were Jordan Willis. And I'm pretty surprised. It seems like the general consensus is that he's, you know, at worst, the third or fourth best defensive end in the draft.
That's one of those that you could look at and see what you want to see. Glass half full, glass half empty. I mean, one, on one hand, he's saying second round pick. That's pretty solid. Then on the other hand, he's the number eight defensive end in the draft, which is crazy. That seems crazy.
At best, he could be worse than that. We don't know.
Yeah, I would think that Jordan Willis does not wind up being the eighth defensive end taken. I think when the dust settles, he'll be higher up than that. And maybe a back into the first round pick. Pro Football Focus came out with another mock draft. They had him all the way up at 22. I mean, they are in love with Jordan Willis. So, and they're guys who watch the film very closely and evaluate everything. So he's got a chance. If someone falls in love with him, which would be hard not to, based on everything that we know about Jordan Willis, and Bill Snyder even talked about it earlier this week, that NFL teams are going to really like what they come to find out, and they have really liked what they've come to find out about Jordan Willis.
High motor, blue collar, great hips. I'm just getting ready for all of the draft terminology.
Dropping some buzzwords, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, Alex Delton, we've been talking about here throughout the show. He is not a guy that seems to be treating his situation the way that we have described it. And, you know, just a tough deal. He's got an established starter in front of him. He's got the guy that most people think is the future behind him. Where he fits in remains to be seen. But one thing that is happening right now is he's the guy taking number one reps at quarterback, with Jesse Ertz basically out as far as being able to participate in any kind of contact things or throwing the ball. I would think he's not able to do much of here this spring because of the shoulder surgery that he has. So that has made spring much, much different for Alex Delton this time around.
Having a little more pressure on me, I guess you could say. I feel like I've handled that well. I mean, I feel like we've been executing really well and been flying around. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's something different, you know. Obviously, every year's different. So I feel like we've been, and I individually, we've been getting it done and handling it in a good way. So I feel good about it.
When you say pressure, you just mean because you're a year older or because Jesse's out? Or?
I mean, it's just kind of what you want to take for. I mean, I've another year, you know, every year is different. And I feel like this year is different. I feel better, a lot better as a player, you know, just at all aspects of the game. So I feel like this year I've just improved and made strides I'm putting more pressure on myself. So
what can you tell us about Skyler for those of us who haven't seen him too much?
Skyler is, Skyler obviously is a talented guy. He's he's a grade below me. He can throw the ball around pretty good. He's a pretty good ball player. He's obviously, I mean, young quarterback, you know, in the system, it's never easy, but Skyler, he handles it well. I feel like he's handled it well with Coach Klein, and we've been, you know, getting after it every day.
Have you been helping him quite a bit through the process? Are you guys close? Or?
Yeah, me and Skyler, we're good. I mean, all of us, we're all good friends, all the quarterbacks, just the four of us now. But we, we're really close. And, I mean, anytime any of us need anything, I mean, we never, you know, there's no, like, bad blood out there. Like, we definitely do anything to help one another, so.
What kind of advice has Coach Klein given you so far, and what's it been like having him around the program?
Oh, it's been amazing. I mean, Coach Klein is so so energetic, and it's so fun to be around. I mean, he has he's made the game really fun for us. And the big thing I've gotten from Coach Klein so far is just to go out and have fun. I mean, he tells us every day, you know, just get out there and have fun. We're playing this game we love. Yeah, we're going to make mistakes, but that's life. And that's the main thing I've got from it, just go out there and play ball. I mean, because, like I said, I mean, this is my third spring right here. So, I mean, it's already going fast. So, I just got to – these days are limited, so I just got to embrace and have fun with it.
Do you notice, like, some growth from Colin, differences with him coming back after a year, you know, kind of doing his own thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think being in a different system, you know, he was in a different system last year at UNI, so he kind of has, he has some different terminology he brought back to us, and just, it's kind of the same stuff, but, you know, just different terms and different kind of perspectives of things, you know, so it's been good, though. I mean, it really has. It's been amazing just learning some little stuff he did there he picked up on, he brought it back here, and we've executed it well so far, so I'm just, like I said, I'm really excited to get going with him.
You know, offensively for you guys right now on paper, it would seem like with all the receivers that you have, all the running backs that you have, it's about as deep at the skill positions as it has been in a while. Do you mm-hmm. sort of view it like that right now?
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. I feel like even these first few practices, we've, you know, showcased some of that talent we've had on the perimeter with our receivers and our backfield, just all over making big plays, you know. Yesterday we had a little mini scrimmage, and, I mean, it didn't go the way we wanted. We didn't execute as well as we'd like. And there's been some execution errors here, but we'll get that fixed. But I mean, it's just that I feel like we have that big play ability as a team. You know, I feel like guys outside, you know, trust on the ball to them. I feel like those guys trust me or whoever's at quarterback getting the ball to them. And then we have backs, you know, we're pretty deep at the running back position that can tote the ball and get us yards.
With Jesse unable to take reps, how big of a chance is this for you to prove yourself and grow a little bit?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I feel like it's been going really well so far. I feel like, you know, me being back there as the one now, I feel like, you know, the guys look to me now. The whole offensive unit looks to me, and it puts me in position where it gives me more confidence, you know, in my game, and it allows me to just make plays. You know, that's what it's all about, and that's something Coach Klein's been kind of getting on me about is just, you know, having fun with it. You know, I feel like sometimes I'm too serious, but we've been really making plays so far. And that's something I want to continue to obviously doing. We've been throwing the ball around, running the ball really well, and I just want to keep that up and lead it into summer and fall.
You're too serious for Bill Snyder.
What's that?
You're too serious for Bill.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm pretty serious, but I don't know about that serious. So.
How much would you say you've improved since the end of last season?
Yeah, I feel like I've made strides. You know, main thing for me is it's just been playing fast. I feel like. I mean, by now, you know, I have a good grasp of what we're trying to do as an offense. And right now, you know, the thing Coach Klein and I are just kind of like trying to get on the same page on is just playing fast, you know, letting it loose and just, you know, don't doubt yourself and just go for it. And that's something I feel like I've made huge strides on, you know, just trusting my receivers and trusting my offensive line and trusting my backs, whatever they mean, blocking routes, whatever it may be, you know, just trusting them. And I feel like I've gained that trust for them. They've gained that trust for me this offseason so far, which is great for me, is for my confidence, you know, for it's great for our offense, you know, just knowing that we can have multiple guys, you know, back there that can get the job done.
All right, there is Alex Delton, what he had to say on Tuesday. First meeting of the spring with press conference that we had some availability to chat with him about. You can tell his approach is, I'm the guy right now, and he is taking it very seriously. It is a much different role for him, and he's the guy that is going to undoubtedly take advantage of whatever repetitions he's getting right now.
And you hinted at it a little bit when we talked about it earlier, but we may talk about Skylar Thompson as being the future of the program, but that's not how anyone inside the program is going to view it. You know, once Jesse Ertz's time has passed, it's going to be those two guys starting from exactly the same point, and may the better man win. And so Alex Delton has every opportunity to still be a big part of the formula for the quarterback position moving forward.
When we come back, we will check the poll results. That poll question again, will Alex Delton start a game at K-State? The game KMAN, you can weigh in there. And Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. You're listening to The Game.